Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 24th of March and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And idea one, did you have an argument in your office last week? I suspect you did because according to a new report, it actually suggests that we actually get into 1.8 confrontations a week. I'm not quite sure what a 0.8 confrontation looks like. Actually, what we're sort of saying is here is that this new report suggests that in a typical office, we have 86.4 rows a year, which over a course of a working life comes over at over 4,060 arguments. And apparently more than three quarters of these, 78%, were all about personality clashes. And that is suggesting some organisations having arguments can actually be quite constructive, provided it's done in a constructive way. Obviously, if it's getting you down, we're back down to this whole issue of culture and actually creating a real problem. But what sort of arguments do you have in your business? More importantly, how can you make them constructive? I told Jill about this and she said this isn't true when we had an argument about it. No, we didn't. On to idea two. And idea two is a nice story about Southwest Airlines. It's on Stan Phelps' blog, who writes some great stuff about customer service. Talking about a friend of his who was actually flying on Southwest Airlines. I often talk about Southwest Airlines. And basically the flight attendant came on near the end of the flight, called out a particular passenger by his name, asked him to ring his call bell. He did that, and the flight attendant explained how they knew it was his birthday. She then asked everybody else to turn on their call buttons, lighted them up as candles, and asked that they all sang happy birthday. After they did that, they turned off the call buttons to blow out the candles, and they delivered him a nice bottle of champagne. And it's just a great example of what Southwest Airlines do. They encourage their people to bring their personality to work. It's this whole idea of creating a culture that actually encourages people to be themselves. There's some great examples on Stan's website, which again you'll put a link to from my website onto that, including the wrapping air steward. Great video of a guy who actually wraps the instructions. Something I use in my presentations a lot. It's a great example of being dramatically and demonstrably different. And idea three is to do this. Working on your business rather than in it has been shown to be one of the most impactive things leaders can do. According to the Harvard Business Review, a report by Management Research Group, MRG, suggests that a strategic approach to leadership is, on average, 10 times more important than other leadership behaviours when it comes to leadership effectiveness. It was twice as important as communication, seen the second most important characteristic, and almost 50 times more important than the day-to-day tactical behaviours that we get involved with. And this summer report looked at 60,000 business leaders and looked at some of the key issues that create effective leaders. And it completely reinforces our examples of fundamental characteristics of 3D leaders, that they get that vision thing and they go for walks. So what can you do about it? Well, create an appointment with yourself. Create some time to think and work strategically. Legitimise it. Get permission from your boss, from your colleagues, from yourself to make it happen. And also encourage it. Get others to do it too. I'd argue you do 3 minutes of strategic thinking every week doing this. But do it more. Have a great week. We'll see you soon. Bye.